Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
And this is where we give away a set of Arizona State Park passes. We're going to have to steal Jennifer's credit card and get like 52 of these every year so we can include these with the State Park passes.
I was thinking the same thing.
True or false? You know, we talked about the Great Depression hitting Patagonia. The monsoons washed out the bridges. Well, that ultimately led to ice floating in the Santa Cruz River when a ice wagon went through the river because there was no bridge. On his traverse through the river, the ice bounced out because he forgot to close the tailgate. True or false?
Sounds like something I would do.
Text had answered a 411-923.
Icebergs in the Santa Cruz River.
If you think that's true. Text is true. If it's false, text false to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. Good for any of the Arizona, we say 35 state parks, but as Roger said, not all, there's like two or three that aren't currently open, so any of the 29 Arizona state
32.
Parks. 32.
If you count the state natural areas, which the parks operate. So
okay. Any of the 32 active Arizona state parks, including Patagonia Lake, which we mentioned earlier. That's
a beautiful spot.
Yeah, you know, that whole southern Arizona, that's our featured staycation destination this month. And the Canela Hills, I mean, that whole area, I think for the scenic view and the wildlife and the different terrains and short elevations, that's...
And the vistas.
Oh, that's... I think that... That's probably my favorite part of the state.
Oh, yeah. Cochise County is for me just a little further west. But, yeah, I love all that area. I think that's one of the things that surprised a lot of people is because if you're heading south, if you're heading through the desert down towards Mexico, you always expect the desert's just going to get spinier and more ferocious or something. And it doesn't. You know, it just softens. And you have these beautiful rolling hills and these golden grasslands.
You're
and these
gaining altitude.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just gorgeous through there. And, you know, Patagonia Lake's one of these little hidden gems. You know, it's a, you see the sign, you turn down the road, and you go a few miles, and there's these sloping hills kind of dotted with ocotillos that, you know, are dry a lot of the time, so they're just kind of rattling together like skeletons. And you keep going, there's a lake down here now? I don't think so. Just about the time you're ready to flip a U-turn, there you see this little bit of blue glinting down and below in the catch basin. And, man, you pull around and see it spread out below. It's just gorgeous.
Well, we're here this morning with author, freelance writer, Roger Naylor, to cover his book, which has just been available like the last 4 days. I mean, it just came out, and it is on every Arizona State Park.
It is.
How can people get a hold of it? Has it even made it to the book stand
yet?
Yeah,
it's in stores. It just shipped, so it's available in stores. It's available at all the state parks. It's available on my website, rogernaylor.com. You can order from me and get a signed copy. You can order it on Amazon if that's what you like to do. I always try to encourage people to shop locally if they can.
Yeah.
But so it is out and available now. So.
And the book covers 29 state parks. You have it broken up into three divisions, Northern Arizona, Southern Arizona, and the West Coast.
Yeah, because that's kind of how the parks sort of break up. And, you know, they're kind of in the biggest clusters, actually, in my neck of the woods in the Verde Valley. So if you come up to the Verde Valley, you can visit Fort Verde. An Apache Wars era fort. You can visit Jerome, the old Douglas Mansion there up on the hill. You can visit Dead Horse Ranch State Park and the Verde River Greenway, which are adjoined, and then also Red Rock and Slide Rock. So
and I know it's not a state park, but you also mention in your book when you're featuring Dead Horse's Toosie Goot. I mean, you've got
exactly.
That right there.
Right. Well, that's what, I always try to include some nearby attractions. So when you're there, you're having a great time. Go, well, where else can we go? Well, here's Toosie Goat. Here's the Clemenceau Museum. Here's the Verde Valley Wine Trail. Beautiful. You know, the kids have had their fun. Now let's mom and dad go have a little drink on the Verde Valley Wine Trail. So,
well, if you want to encourage you or your family or friends to get out and see Arizona, get Roger Naylor's new book, Arizona State Parks. And as long as you're on his website, Get burger and boots.
Boots and burgers.
Boots and burgers.
You gotta, see, you're thinking about eating before you hike.
And your point is?
Exactly. Because between those two handbooks, it'll provide great motivation for you to jump in the car, take a run out, and consume a little bite of outdoors Arizona.
And we'll get into a little bit food.
His favorite. We got to find out his favorite.
In the next segment, but the answer is true. It was a unlatched tailgate that resulted in ice floating down the Santa Cruz River. And you think, well, how could you forget to do that? But at the time, day labor is only $2.46, so maybe you should have just paid a little more.
$5 doesn't buy my undivided attention.